you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. So you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. We're global. I am your host, Brian Hammer Jackson. It's a different time, and I've been working all night, so my energy level's low. Here we go. Headline. There's a strike alert. Workers at CVS, Walgreens, and Rite Aid. There's a walkout. So if you're looking for your medication and you talk to your doctor and they said they're going to put in your prescription and you haven't heard anything back, this may be the reason. This may be the reason why. Let's go right to it. Here we go. I guess it hits KC Northland. Is it Kansas City? Yeah, Kansas City. Here we go. This is a pharmacist walk out there. And I can't tell if it's, is it CVS? Well, here we go.
Like, why don't you just go in?
The pharmacy was blocked, and I tried to go to the drive-thru, but there was two lines. A lot of people are over there.
So everybody's up in arms on what's going on. CVS pharmacies in the Northland now hobbled after a new round of sick-outs. My pharmacist, the action comes as CVS executives arrive to try and work things out following last week's walkouts at CVS locations at Kansas Target stores. I'm John Holt.
I'm Kevin Barry. Lauren is off tonight. Those pharmacists say they're stretched too thin in their positions, and they worry that it puts patients at risk. But those same patients are affected, too. Some of them told Fox Sports' Jacob Kittle said that they just want a smooth experience when they fill their prescriptions. He's at the CVS Health Hub on Northeast Vivian Road. And, Jake, how are people hit by this today?
Well, Kevin, customers here were told to use the drive-thru, which was manned by a skeleton crew of special fill-in staff. That's according to pharmacists who did walk out today. And we also stopped by a few other Northland CVS locations, mainly finding the same thing with the pharmacy areas caged off.
The CVS on North Oak, customers patiently wait in a growing line, unable to get help inside.
The gates are closed. I didn't notice that when I was sitting there in the drive-thru. I'm sure they get overwhelmed, but right now I got to wait 2 hours because there's only two of them working.
Like when you call, you can't get a hold of anybody, you know, and so, but it's kind of like that with all the pharmacies, I think.
The conflict leading to the walkout has been drawn out. Some area pharmacists say that the company has cut hours and cut staffing, leading to more responsibilities for fewer people. Pile on growing demands for vaccinations, more than 100 appointments in one day in some cases, and it's led to this action. In an internal memo from CVS, the company's president, who says he's in Kansas City, apologized to workers, promising to provide extra support. We will stay in Kansas City until the market needs are addressed. Following that, I am committed to coming back every month until we have created a sustainable plan of action for this region. But the conflict continued Wednesday. We connected with this patient at the Northeast Berry Road location who saw their pharmacy shut down midday.
They, like, virtually were doing this as I was walking away, so I've had nothing but problems with CVS. Just proves the fact that it's going to get to that point where employees, even if they're not union, they're just going to get sick of putting up with all that stuff.
They told him to come tomorrow, it will be ready for you.
This cab driver said he was doing a favor for an older rider, but finding a locked pharmacy, he's short on time, and big on concern.
Because he needs his medicine, you know. The doctors told him to pick up the medicine. We went yesterday over there. They said he's not going to be ready until tomorrow. The pharmacy was locked, and I tried to go to the drive-thru, but it was two line. A lot of people are over there.
So in that internal memo, the company does make a few commitments to the pharmacist, saying that they'll work on doing schedule adjustments and trying to hire more people. However, the response from current pharmacists has been this current walkout, so they still haven't yet found that common ground. Jacob Kittlestad, Fox 4, working for you.
Here's one thing we need to
there
do
you go.
Find anything online.
I mean, this is no this is no joke. People need their medication. It's no joke at all. This is a woman right here explaining how we got here. We already know how we got here, but I'm curious about this myself. That's why I'm not interrupting the story. Here we go.
Welcome to the Happy Farm Life Podcast. My name is Sierra. Welcome back to the Happy Farm Life Podcast. My name is Sierra Richard. I am a clinical pharmacist, and today I am talking about what is happening in pharmacy today and the actions that are being taken that might change the future of the pharmacy profession. We are currently in a crossroads within community pharmacy where there are pharmacists who have decided to take the path less traveled, a path that has been discussed but never taken in the past, and it is opening an opportunity for that to happen even more. On the other crossroad is continuing with the status quo and seeing where that takes us. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how we got to this crossroads, what exactly triggered some of the thoughts that are running through my head right now as I decide to record this episode, and just give you a little bit of insight in what it's like in a retail or community pharmacy right now. So let's do a quick history lesson. One of the big discussion points right now is within chain pharmacies. So your CVS and Walgreens are your primary two, but also grocery store pharmacies, things like Kroger, Albertsons, Hy-Vee. So if you go back to where these began, Walgreens was the first one to come about in 1901, and it was a single pharmacy that was bought out by somebody with the last name Walgreens, and it wasn't until 1909 that a second location opened. But slowly over time, that began to snowball, and more pharmacies opened up within the chain. In 1967, you saw the first pharmacy go inside a CVS. CVS stores were open prior to that, but it was the first one to really open up a pharmacy in their location, and they were more of a grocery store at the time. Around the same time in 1968, the first pharmacy benefit manager came about. If you do not know what a pharmacy benefit manager is...
Oh, boy. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah. All right, we'll get back to her. Let me tell you how important it is, and I did not know this. I did not know this. All right, let's assume they're overworked, understaffed. But here's the serious stuff that I didn't know. Some of you are getting the wrong prescription. Yeah. And how can you tell? How can you tell? I mean, they have a little thing now. It says if you become a victim of a pharmacy error, they call it error, you should call your doctor right away, call the pharmacy immediately. Do not give this the misfilled medication under any circumstances. Save the unused medication, save the bag. Okay, how would you know? How would you know if you go to the pharmacist and you got the wrong medication? I wouldn't know. How would you know? How would you know if you went in there and got such a blood pressure, but all of a sudden they put stuff in the bottle, which is, I don't know, for cholesterol or something. Who knows? There's a couple of stories right here. They call it Prescription for Disaster, American's Broken Pharmacy System. And it's because they're burned out. Is that really an excuse? Cops are burned out. Nurses are burned out. Doctors are burned out. Pharmacists with the nation's largest retail pharmacy, the chain, it felt dangerously burned out. 20, the pandemic was in full swing. It was already straining an already workforce. They couldn't do it from home. They had to cut budgets. One by one, the pharmacy dialed into a weekly conference call with their boss. He empathized with them, but there's not really much they can do. Instead, the CVS district leader, his name is Kali Haydar, he harped on a Texas and Louisiana-based team to hit corporate quotas, sell more memberships, push for more prescription pickups, fascinate more people. He threatened to discipline people and staff cuts unless pharmacists convince at least 5 customers a week. Now get this. They had a convention. I wondered about this because it was like 3 months ago. I just went in, had to pick up something. And I walked, as I was walking out, I turned my back. As I was walking out, literally this pharmacist yelled at me. I mean, he just called me out and said, hey. And I turned around, and he said, have you got your flu shot? I go, I don't usually get flu shots, and I stay away from it. Oh, no. Why don't you go over there, and we'll give you your shot. I said, this is weird. I didn't request for a flu shot. Next thing you know, I'm sitting in the chair waiting to get my flu shot, and I did get one. So that was like 3 weeks ago, and then I go 2 weeks ago for some reason. They didn't yell at me, but while I was at the counter, they said, oh, was it RSV? It's an RSV, whatever. Oh, it says here, that you don't have your, let's just call it RSV. It says here you don't have your RSV shot. What? Yeah, I'm not even thinking about RSV. I'm fine. I'm healthy. No. Go wait over there. Next thing you know, I'm sitting in a chair. I'm serious. This is all true. I'm not even joking. I'm waiting to get my RSV. I wasn't even thinking about my RSV shot. Okay? Almost the same week, 2 weeks and a half ago. Go ahead and get what I need to get. Now I already got my flu shot in my arm. My arm's hurting. Now I got the RSV, whatever the fuck that is, and my arm's hurting. I went in. I want to get my shit. And I said, hey, thanks. I'm out of there before they say anything. It's like, uh-uh. Hey. I go, what? Did you get your shingles shot? My what? Shingles. The fuck is shingles? Oh, it's this big rat, blah, blah, blah. And they explained it in like a horror film. And they can be, next thing you know, I found myself, once you wait over there, I found myself sitting in a chair, boom, getting my shingles shot. I don't want that. What the hell is going on? I don't want that. But they seem to know what's going on. 352, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. We got a lot of 111s in the studio. If you want to talk to me, you have to do is press 1 on your dial. Is this Mr. Pastor Don Jr., CEO, the man of the year, Ebony Magazine, Jet Magazine? Hello, sir.
Hey, man. Good morning. Thank you, Hammer. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good, sir. It's good to hear your voice, sir. Good to hear you. I'll keep it clean because I know that you have kids around. I'll keep it clean.
Oh, yeah. I called into the show the other day, and it was really good, and I was like, wow. And, I mean, I've been moving, man. I'm on fire. This is the Christmas season. It has officially kicked off. We got Halloween out the way. Now it's time for Christmas, New Year's. It's holiday time, so I'm feeling the holiday trip.
I want you to listen to something because you have a good ear. You have a good ear. You have a good talent.
Yeah.
I mean, good eye and ear for talent. And these guys, we're going to still talk about this because a lot of people, and I didn't know this, Pastor Don Jr., are getting mismedication. I mean, when they go up, they're getting the wrong medication.
Oh, wow.
You know? This is serious shit. No wonder I'm hyper. I don't know what shit I'm on. Yeah. I want you to listen to something. We're still going to go on this subject, but I have Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team here, and sometimes he has to go right away. I want him to hear something. This is a group. Hang in there, guys. Just hang in there. You know, going, no, hang in there. What I do here is I move artists, you know. I connect artists, too, on this show. And when I hear somebody good, I want to introduce them to somebody who's real good who can maybe move them forward, and that's Pastor Don Jr. here. I'm going to try to find this, and I'm going to try to play it for you. Hang on, I'm sorry. I don't have it keyed up. I'm getting it, Pastor Don. Okay, is this
well, can
it?
I say, can I make a statement real quick while you're getting
sure.
it queued up? We're listening to the Brian Hammer Jackson in the morning show. Wake up, get it in. The call-in number is 319-527-6099. I got a little tongue out there, but please call in and get involved in the conversation. And the people on the studio, call in from your cell phone, mobile device, press the 1 on your keypad so you can get involved in the conversation.
Right.
That being said, you're not out of the world, my good man.
Thank you, my brother. That was really nice of you. That was very nice of you. Thank you very much. Pastor Don, hang in with me. I'm pulling it up. Let me see.
All right, no hurry. And then sometimes the screen will time out right when you got it. You can't
all
push
right.
play.
You know what? I think you just said it because I can't. Damn it. Oh, man, I will try to get it to you because I really want you to hear these people, man. I mean, this kid, this guy just blew me away. Let me see if it's here. It should be right here. How come I'm not getting it? Motherfuck. Oop, hey, that dirty word. Dirty word. Listen, there's no censorship on this show. Who did that? Oh, that was me.
Wow.
I'll try
come
to get
now.
It to you. I got you on Twitter. And sometime today, I'm going to pull that up because I really want you to, let me see, can I get it here? Okay, I'm going to see if I can get the song. Hold on, let me see if I can get the song. Okay, this.
Operators are standing by.
Yeah. In our brains. Yeah, you could pay for it.
Okay, that's it. It may not sound that good on my speaker, but you'll get the idea. Here we go.
It's been dark way too long in this place. That bright smile long gone been replaced. From ear to ear, I see that fear in your face. Tell me when the last time you felt safe. Cause there's some evil people in the street. Evil at your front door, creeping while you sleep. It's time to raise up, show that evil we ain't weak. We don't turn the other cheek. I can show you how to be strong. Come on, follow me. Are you looking for a hero? Well, look up. From the bad guy, I'ma stare him in the eye like, what's up? I know the journey got hard for a minute, but I ain't giving this up. Yeah, I got the heart of a champion. If I get knocked down, I get back up. We go through bad days, hard times, low pay, high crime, pathways to a life without sunshine. I'm the lifeline, with this lifeline, gonna be the pipeline, shining in the nighttime. Bet on me to swoop down. I'ma go toe to toe, already know that I'm never gonna back down. Bet on me to stand tall, I take on anything for my crew. Bet I risk it all, wicked people in the streets. Corruption in the politics and the police. It's time to raise up, take a stand against the seat. We won't take a back seat, I can show you how to be strong. Come on, follow me. Are you looking for a hero? Well, look up. No more running from the bad guy. I'ma tear him in the eye like, what's up? I know the journey got hard for a minute, but I ain't giving this up. Yeah, I got the heart of a champion. If I get knocked down, I get back up.
Get back up. Get back up. Get back up. If I get knocked down, I'ma get back up. If I get knocked down, I'ma get back up. If I get knocked down, I'ma get back up. I'ma get back up. I'ma get back up. I'ma go.
Heard you looking for a hero. Well, look up. Yeah, no more running from that bad guy. Don't worry about it. I'm right here. What's up? I know that journey been hard for you. Okay, I ain't giving up.
Yeah, what do you think of that, Pastor Don? What do you think?
Movie. That design belongs in a Rocky movie. I see a boxing movie. I see the main champion. coming back from overcoming a whole lot of adversity, winning the championship again. I mean, I need to get in touch with him. Yeah, shoot me a text, email, or something. I need to get a hold of him. I like that song a lot.
I will. I get a lot of independents say, hey, Hammer, help me out. Because long ago, we used to do this for musicians and got them on their thing. We even booked them. I said, fuck this shit.
Oh, wow.
Oops, naughty.
How's the live show? Is he good live? But that song had a lot of energy to it.
It did, didn't it? Didn't it? It really did. When I heard that, I'm going, huh?
I'm like, wow.
Because
one time, clean, go straight to radio. And I know radio DJs that will play it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they just sent it to me and go, Hammer, would you play this? And I'm going, I don't know. Who's – you know, he didn't give me any information, who he's his representative,
he
who's
didn't
his
give
agent,
you,
who's AR.
So basically, you play this amazing smash hit record, and there's no way to know if he can handle the contract.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. I'm just – you're seeing what I'm working with because, man,
exactly.
I mean, that was a good – I mean, sometimes when you play music for me, I'm on pause mode because I want to give it a full, not an industry listen, but a regular listen, like a regular person.
Right.
But today, I was just like, wow, this is like amazing. I'm like, this is refreshing. And that song wasn't no more than 3.5 minutes. I mean, it's total runtime. Everything about this song is ready to go. I just don't know if he's ready to do the work.
See, that's the thing. Those to me music, right? There's no background to it. It's like, hey, dude, you got to promote. It's like, you know, I understand musicians are musicians. They're going to concentrate on their music. They're arguing there. But some of them don't have the business sense, you know. It's called show business, you know.
Yeah.
And you got to always be promoting, man. Just tell me who you are, where you are, where I can reach you, what's going on, what's your YouTube. Yeah. Damn. I know he's listening. I know he listened yesterday. He might be listening today. He might come in. If he comes in, I'm going to pass him out to you, and you can do all the late work.
Call him in the studio if you're listening. Don't get me excited. Just to give you a little background on me, I'm Pastor Don, Jr. CEO. I was 3 months. I was carried into a radio station. I'm 45 now. I've been on over 30,000 radio shows. I have 300 winning team members, and I'm constantly working on new music. I have a dispensary in Colorado right now. They got a whole tour that needs talent. If you don't call, I can't connect you, but you have to call, and Hammer got to connect the call. So there it is.
Right. It's like in California. I don't usually play the lottery. It goes with the same thing. I think you're suckers. And then all of a sudden I'm watching a lottery. And it's like, well, it's $1.2 billion?
Oh, my God.
And then some dude says, you can't win if you don't play. Damn, he's right.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm buying 10 lottery tickets. But it's like what you're saying. If you don't reach out, if you don't promote, if you don't get in there, you're not going to go anywhere. We got to get in the mix, you know, put yourself. You already put your music out there. So that's
correct. Eminem
do.
Will not be on if he never reached out to Dr. Dre. And I rest my case. He sold over like 19 billion records. I mean, he's selling records right now as we speak. But you got to reach out. And we're not mind readers. Even though you made all this good music, until you pick up the phone and say, hey, help me out, we can't do anything. So, I mean, the song is phenomenal. I think it's a hit record. I know it's a hit because you're not cussing. And that alone right there put you ahead of about 50 artists.
That's right. He heard you. If he's listening, he heard you. Pastor Don, can you tell him your Twitter and your Facebook just or whatever you got, your social media, just in case he's listening?
All my social
Pastor
media.
Pastor Don Jr.
Yes, can you hear me? Mic check, 1, 2.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Okay,
all right, all my social media is Don, DonJrCEO. My email address is Pastor, Pastor, Donnell, Donnell, Green, Green, Jr., Jr. at gmail.com. So it should read Pastor Donnell Green Jr. at gmail.com. And my direct contact number is 352-363-1650. Once again, that's 352-363-1650. I wrote a book about the game. I got tired of artists with million-dollar projects not having a million-dollar business plan. Everybody I deal with, I help them out with a three-page business plan. I got a $15,000 loan myself to start my radio network. But the whole point is, without capital, this business don't move. And in the music business, with having the right capital and going about obtaining funds the right way on day one, you don't have to get ready. If you stay prepared, you don't have to be ready. So I do major things. That's why I'm on this show. But no matter what, I'm a big Brian the Hammer Jackson, the Morning Show supporter. I've been like this for years. I done plugged him in with a lot of artists and plugged in a lot of opportunity. But it's the opportunity. If you don't call, you can't make it happen. But I'm throwing the window out. Hey, my phone number once again, 352-363-1650. I'm a big Brian the Hammer Jackson Morning Show supporter. But when I heard the music day, it smacked me. That was a good wake-up call. On that note, Hammer, you got the floor.
Ah, amen, brother. Thank you. He gave you the information. All people have to do now is reach out. Is reach out. You got the info. Let's get it going. And my favorite psychic is in the studio right now. Patricia Oberlin. She's in the studio right now. I knew she was coming in. And Patricia looks good, man. She sent me a picture of her in her bathing suit. Wow. Look at that. She did. Wow. You make a one piece. You make a one piece look good. Look at you, you spiritual honey. Patricia Oberlin. And I want to thank her because the show is sponsored by Patricia Oberlin Bakery, home of patty cake.
Man, come on.
That's right. I know, right? Home of the devil food cake. And when she puts in those brownies, wow. You don't even need a suitcase to go to that trip. You'll be coming back. I don't know if you'll be coming back after you eat her brownies. Yeah. The gummies, just everything. Pat, good morning. How you doing, Pat? Good morning, kiddo.
I'm fine.
Yes, you are. Quick
How
ride.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm fine, too. Look at you. You know, Pat, you met Pastor Don Jr., CEO right here. You met Pastor Don, right, Pat?
Yeah.
You know Pat.
Good morning,
times.
Yeah.
Yes,
good morning.
We have 6111s in the studio right now. I guarantee you, I don't know who you are. But the old days, I used to, you know, go inside your whisper if, you know, I'm playing a song, but I can't do that anymore because I don't have my executive producer screening and keeping the conversation going. So if you do want to talk to me, just hit the 1 on your dial. It'll raise a little hand, and I'm able to talk to you. Yeah, thanks. So, you know, people are embarrassed. Pat and Pastor Don. It was like I get these people sometimes. I used to go in and whisper it. I don't do it anymore. It's like, hey, Brian Hammer Jack, so would you like to talk? And I'll hear a beautiful voice. No, Brian, I don't want to talk to you. I go, okay, you don't want to talk. No, I don't want to talk to you. Okay, you're in the studio. I'd like to listen to the show, but I don't want to talk to you. You're kind of vulgar. Oh, I'm vulgar? Yeah, I'm vulgar. Okay, I'm vulgar. Oh, what do you want to do? I just want to listen. But I'm vulgar. Yeah, but I like it. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and listen. I those are true. These are true because I'll go in again. Hi, Brian Hammer Jackson. How you doing? Oh, fine. And I'll get a voice. Hey, I'm fine. What's up, Brian? What's up? You know, I feel like it's a friend I know. Hey, do I know you? What's up, Brian? Yeah. It's like, do you owe me money or something? It's just really personal. I go, hey, what's going on? I'm trying to hear the voice, see if I recognize the voice. I don't recognize the voice. Oh, Brian, I'm first-time caller, long-time listener, you know, the radio thing. I go, oh, okay. All right, now I got a nutcase on my hands. I know it. I should never went into your whisper. I'm thinking in my head. Yeah. I go, well, would you want me to open your mic? You want to say something? Where are you from? And no, man, I'm at work. They'll kill me if they hurt you. Oh, Yeah, thanks a lot. No, I can't have that on. I can't have that on the radio. Oh, all right. But I love listening to you, man. You're raw and you tell the truth. Yeah. Well, thanks. You sure you don't want me to open mic? No, man. I'll get fired if anybody hears you. Okay, I'll let you go. Let you go. So I stopped doing that. It's like I guess I'm like the guilty pleasure that maybe they should not listen to me. I had ladies saying that my kids are around, I can't turn on the radio, and you know, it's like, damn it, am I that bad? Wow. All right. So, again, if you want to get high, get your Patty Cake Bakeries right now. Right now, she has 50% off on all hallucinogenics. That's right.
Come in.
That's right. If you want to get if you want to take a trip without having the TSA bothering you, get Patty's Cakes. Devil Food Cake and her brownies, and go on a journey for a long journey without the TSA hassling you. And when you come back from your trip, have another slice. Patty Cakes, only in Niagara Falls in Canada. Only in Canada to allow her bakery to exist. There you go. Pat's a good-looking woman, but John is her man. He's right there. John knows karate, jiu-jitsu, and he's a member of SWAT and the Canadian Royal Mounties. That's right. Don't mess with John.
Really?
And John, yeah. I mean, John has that thing that if you trigger him, all hell will break loose. He'll come over there and rip your guts out. Don't mess with his woman. Uh-uh. There's two things you don't mess with John, his woman and his smoke. That's it. That's war. All right, Patty. Here we go. Enough of that. But, you know, it is very serious. So we got people who are overworked. We got people at the pharmacies. They're going to have a walkout. And the walkout's going to be in Walgreens, Rite Aid, and CVS. These are the major pharmacies that are going to do the walkout. They're going on strike. To go down and strike. And I was wondering about that. I called my doctor yesterday because I wanted to cancel my appointment. I go, come on, you're needy. You want to see me all the time. We're not in a relationship. Stop it. Brian, what? Will you stop it and come in? No! I'm breaking up with you, doc. But so I said, okay, I'll come in tomorrow. What's tomorrow there? I'll come in tomorrow, doc. Goes good. How you doing, Brian? There's no social call. You're going to have to pay me. I'm doing fine, Doc. I said, hey, Doc, you know what? You know that little blue pill? This is all true. I'll say it on the radio. He goes, yes. Have you been taking it? Not really. He goes, well, you're supposed to take it for it to work, Brian. I go, I've been visiting Pornhub, and you know what I'm saying. Do I really? Yeah, I'm afraid of the four-hour thing. He goes, four-hour thing? This is all true conversation, by the way. You know, if you had an erection for more than 4 hours, I hear that your penis explode. He goes, well, yes. And I go, that's kind of a deterrent. He goes, do you plan on having an erection more than 4 hours? I go, yes. I'm going for gold, Doc. He goes, well, that's very rare that happens. I go, but it happens. He goes, but it's very rare, but it happens. I don't know any man who's going to gamble with their penis. If I said to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, or any man, says, you know, if you go to this concert, sometimes they're going to be smoking this shit. And there is a possibility that your balls are going to explode. I don't know any man will take, well, it doesn't usually happen, but did it happen? Yeah, it happened last week, but it doesn't usually. You know what? I don't know if I want to gamble that. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to have my ball sack stick to somebody's walls going, oh, well, you know, what happened to Brian? His balls exploded. Damn. And then I want people to laugh at me. Hey, dude. Hey, come here. Hey, Clarence, come here. I mean, laying in there in the bed and everything. Look at that dude. His balls exploded. I don't want them to be laughing at me. The dude got no balls. I don't want that. I don't want that at all. But so that's what I was worried. And the doctor goes, don't worry about it, Brian. And I hate it when they whisper, right? It's like, why are you whispering? I got a patient. And don't worry about it. You're going to be fine. Just go ahead and take that pill. But what about my balls? Your balls will be fine, I promise you. How do you know? I'm a doctor. All right. You're a doctor. You know everything. Yeah. I'm going to sue you if my balls explode. You'll quit worrying about that. Now let's talk about your hypertension. What? I'm not hyper. Goodbye, doc. So that was a conversation. It's a conversation I had with my doctor. And it was just, I was just thinking, you guys, you can look this up. I'm getting a little personal, but you can look it up and get your annual checkup. We're on a pharmacy thing. But guys over 45, I'm going to tell you something. And you got to listen to me. This is fact. This is health. Guys, I'm talking to the guy. Well, if you're the women in here, talk to your husband. If you're over 45 years old and you're not masturbating 2 or 3 times a week, you're prone to prostate cancer. That's it. You need to jack off 2 to 3 times a week. That's it. Oh, I'm sorry. 314's in the studio. Oh, 314 just left. Oh, what kind of show is this? This is a medical show. And did you know that? And the doctor told me that. He goes, do you have the numbers? I go, well, I don't usually do it. He goes, you need to get those numbers up because it does prevent prostate cancer. Look it up. It's true. Did you know that, Pat? Did you know that? I mean, you guys, did you know that?
Yeah,
that's
I did.
Oh, you did know that? Really?
Yeah.
Wow, how did you know that? That's interesting. I mean, did doctor tell John or just tell you or something? That's pretty cool.
No, I've heard it before. And then you mentioned this on the show about 6 months ago.
It had to be me breaking the news. There you go, the news of the news. Care about your health. All right, everybody. We're getting back to... in fact, we're going to go live. Let me see. We're going to go live. Hold on. Let's see what's happening. See if it's still live. Apparently, Donald Trump Jr. is taking a stand right now on his father's thing. You guys want to hear it? I don't know where is it at. What do you guys think? We want to hear it? No? It's live right now. No? Okay.
That
was interesting. He's on the stand. Donald Trump Jr. right now is on the stand. This is regarding the fraud thing about upping his numbers on his property. And I had it here. Okay, here it is right here. A little bit. Here's 5 minutes of it. I put it on pause. We're behind, but here's a little bit of it. This is the beginning of the courtroom. They're going in the courtroom right now. So the bailiff, they're opening up the door. People are walking into the courtroom. I'm going to see if I can fast forward it to Donald Trump Jr. Testifying. You know he's on cocaine, so it'll be a fast testimony. He'll be talking really fast. Let me see here. I think, is this him? Let me see if this is him. I'm fast-forwarding it. All right. Blah, blah, blah. Let's get him on the stand. Okay, we're back at the courthouse. Let's see. Nothing's going on here. I thought this was going to be live. I mean, if this is going to be live, just showing a court thing, that's just bullshit. That's it. There's nothing going on here. So anyway, I thought it says here Trump testifies in civil fraud case, and I thought it was live, but I thought I could do it. Let me see. Nope. Come on. Okay. Well, I'm going to keep looking at it, and if they get them up there, I'll switch back. Because right now you got two fat dudes who are security officers just talking to each other. All right. So let's get back to it. Well, here's Donald Trump right here. Donald Trump posted on his own social media page, the prosecuting attorney, his name is Ingorin or whatever. So Donald Trump lied. Big letters. We won against Ingorin in the appeals court. No, you did not win. You did not win. And then Donald Trump says, we're knocking out a big part of the case. No, you did not. And I really believe he believes what he believes. No, you did not. But he then refused to accept their decision. He just said no. Okay, let's put this together. I'm going to read it all together, and you're going to figure out. You know, if you have children, they lie. But sometimes they have a big imagination. They don't make sense. It's like you can tell your kid, did you do that? Daddy, did you do that? It was Billy. Well, where was Billy? Billy came over. Billy's on vacation. He was over last week. I didn't do it, Daddy. It was a dog. So Donald Trump does this stuff. Here's how crazy it sounds when I don't break it down. We won against the prosecutor in the appeals court, knocking out a big part of the case, but then refused to accept their decision. He just said no. He is often overturned. One of the most... And this is how I'm reading exactly how Donald Trump writes this. One of the most and couldn't care less. I don't believe we even won a single. We even won O-N-E, not W-O-N, O-N-E. This is the president of the United States, kids. You too could grow up to be ignorant. We even won O-N-E. We even won a single motion during this entire excursion. I don't believe we even won a single motion. Okay, damn, during this entire excursion. You know he had to look up excursion. He misspelled won, W-O-N, and then he's going to spell excursion correctly? Shut up. So if you won the appeal, how can the judge say no, and then he overturned it, and he couldn't care less? What is going on in this guy's head? And then he writes, he continues writing, he says, the willingness of crazy, the state won 100% of their motion. No, they did not. Including the fastest trial date for such a case in memory. And it's not. With no extensions for anything. I'm being railroaded. This is your... Don't you hate... You know, in Thug World, it's like, bitch, shut up. You know, if he went to jail, I think he would be fucked in the shower within 5 minutes. I guess, see, Donald Trump, I mean, they will do it just to teach him a lesson. You must be Democrats. Lying his ass off. He says, at a level never seen before. It's always never seen before. Donald Trump always says, it's always bigger than never seen before. When Cohen admitted the whole case was a lie, Cohen did not admit it was a lie. He didn't care. Makes no sense. When Cohen admitted the whole case was a lie, he didn't care. Think of it. We had a Perry Mason moment with their star witness and a judge acting like nothing had happened because nothing did happen. Well, we had a great Perry moment, but the judge acted like nothing happened. He didn't care because nothing did happen. And then started screaming at us. He then put a ridiculous gag order on me. Really, it's ridiculous gag order? You're the one who's attacking everybody, but okay. Which we will appeal. He finds me at a level never seen before. You never seen this before. You were fined $5,000, dude. He finds me at a level never seen before. The AG people are thrilled but can't believe it is happening. Aragon is crazy, totally unhinged, dangerous. Our judicial system has gone to hell. This illiterate motherfucker, man. This is your champion. This is your Republican champion. Really? He spells one, which is supposed to be we won, W-O-N. He spells it O-N-E, like the number one. Yeah, I'm voting for you, dude. Yeah, I'm going to put you in charge of our nuclear weapons. No problem here. That's a Donald Trump thing. That's a Donald Trump update. Now we can get back to what's really important. Pharmacy. Let me get rid of Donald Trump. I mean, this guy's ridiculous. I don't know who could vote for him. I don't know. Every time I read it, it boggles my mind. It boggles my mind. I mean, I can eat five brownies from Patricia Bakery and still not vote for Trump. It still won't make sense to me. It will sober me up. It will sober me up. I have a leftover story that I'm going to read. Now, Matthew Perry died. I don't know any of us. There's rumors that there was a video. There's rumors that there was a letter. There's rumors, right? And those rumors kind of lead to suicide. I don't know. Today, there's no more information. I don't like what the Friends did, you know, the cast of Friends, where it's like a Christmas card. You ever write a Christmas card? Somebody bought it, and then we put all our names on it. That's what they did for this dude, Matthew Perry. Somebody made a statement, and then it just put all their names on it. You know, it's from Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, blah, blah, blah. We will make a statement later. We are mourning. And it was just so stupid. So stupid. Why can't you say, rest in peace, Matthew, we love you, we're great. Done with it, right? We will make a statement later. Fuck you. Oh, naughty word. You know, I keep putting it in a swear jar. I'm my own sponsor. Anyway, this poor bastard, man. So his colon exploded. Nothing worse than your ass exploded. And so he had a colostomy bag. I don't know if you guys know what a colon is. It a colonoscopy? Help me out,
yeah.
Pat. Is it a colonoscopy bag or a colostomy bag? Which one is it? Which one?
Colostomy bag.
Okay, colostomy bag. Yeah. If you don't know what that is, Pat, would you like to explain it so somebody can hear? There's another voice other than mine. Would you like to explain what that is?
Well, they make another exit for you in your abdomen. Works like your bum.
Yeah.
You attach a bag to it, and your poop goes in the bag.
It goes right in the bag. The smell is horrendous. If you ever been around somebody with it, it's horrendous. But now you're pooping in the bag because basically they sewed up your asshole. It's useless. Now, when some people have a colostomy bag, it can be reverse. It can be temporary, or it can be permanent.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how it goes. That's how the bag goes. Well, I think he had. I'm going to tell you, when you have bad luck, you have bad luck. Here's the paragraph. Friend star Matthew Perry, who died from an apparent drowning on Saturday, it was October 28th, he once revealed that he was given a ileostomy bag. Now, this is not a colostomy bag, it's an ileostomy bag. Just hang in there. I'll explain what that is. Which is, it's a pouch used to collect waste from your opening, your ileostomy opening, which Pat just explained. So it's almost like a colostomy bag. It's the same thing. And the reason he got that bag, after a failed surgical attempt at removing his colostomy bag, so they tried to remove it. It was supposed to be temporary. They tried to remove it. But something happened. So they fucked that up, and he ended up with a colostomy bag. So I just think how they read the rectum or whatever, it's probably just a procedure, but bottom line is still a colostomy bag. Can you imagine that? you're in there, you get the best doctors and everything. Okay, I'm getting this shit off me. It's a temporary thing. Get rid of it, doc. Don't worry, we're the best surgeons. Good. Okay, fine. Uh-oh. And you don't want to hear, uh-oh. That's the worst thing you're going to hear. Two worst things you can hear in the hospital. Like, the first number one thing you don't want to hear is, like, what is that? That's the number one thing you don't want to hear from your doctors. What is that? I haven't seen that before. Doc? Huh? That's the first thing. You don't want to hear that. What? Or the second thing, you touch it. I'm not going to touch it. You touch it. Anyway. In a second. The second thing you don't want to hear is like, uh-oh.
Oops.
Yeah, oops. I'm going to tell you the worst pain. I'm going to tell you the worst pain I have. I'm going to tell you, and I know what I'm talking about. Does any guy know what a catheter is? A catheter? I never heard of such medieval device in my life. And it's a catheter. I don't know. I'll try to explain what a catheter is. It's a hose. It's a hose that go up your pee hole. And it's not a small hose either.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big ass. It goes up your pee hole. And it has this device that holds it up there. Pretty bad. Basically what it does is supposed to, you exit blood out of it. And, you know, that kind of thing. It's been such a long time. You can't pee. How did, Pat, on a catheter, I'm trying to think, how did I pee? You can't pee. The catheter redirects the urine, and so you're not peeing anymore. It's going by itself, you know, it's taking care of by itself. And most guys, if you go through these procedures, you'll have that hose right up your pee hole, and it's locked. It's like a medieval device there. So you're walking around with that shit, and you can see the blood coming out of, you know, whatever. Have you guys had breakfast yet? Anyway. So, I know, right? So, sometimes you could be the lucky guy and you could be the unlucky guy. The lucky guy is 3 days you have that shit on you. The unlucky guy, 2 weeks with that. And so uncomfortable. I finally get, okay, happy day. And me and my doctor almost had a fist fight. I am not kidding. They almost had to call security. Because it was a day that I was supposed to take this medieval device off of me. I go in, I'm going, yippee, get this fucking thing off me. Get it off me. I go in, and the doctor's going, oh, Mr. Jackson, get it off. Let's take a look at that. Get it off. No. Take this thing off me. Well, you know, we're on the cusp here. There's no cusp. It looks like it's healed, but maybe another 3 days? I go, I'm going to kill you, Mr. Jackson. I actually said it. I mean, the words, you know, the inside voice in your head actually came out. I'm going to threaten to kill you. Take it out. And it's like, no, we should, I go, I'm not kidding, doc. I am not kidding. And so the doctor got mad at me. This is truth. This is true. I am not exaggerating. So I could tell he had an attitude because you never say no to a doctor. And I found that out in the hospital. You never say no. Never do that. It's the wrong thing. Mr. Jackson, no. Mr. Jackson, you got it? No. Mr. Jackson, we're going to restrain you. I'm going to kick you in your balls. That's how it goes. Are you going to be belligerent? Yes, I am. I'm standing my ground. Nurse, what? Shot in the arm. You wake up going, what the fuck is going on? And you wake up as Darth Vader. Why am I restrained? You never say no to your doctor. Bad things can happen to you. So here I am, and the doctor's pissed now. He goes, all right, I'm going to have, this is all true, I'm going to have my nurse take this out. Now, she was not a nurse. She must have been a receptionist or a nurse in training. I looked at her, and it's like, I don't think you handled many penises in your lifetime. You know, I'm thinking in my head. She go, and this is all true. Lay down, Mr. Jackson. I go, oh, okay, that works. She had a nice voice and everything. Because I'm thinking she's going to touch my penis. I'm laying down, right? I'm laying down. She goes, let me take yeah. She put but she tried to pull this thing out of me. She yanked it out, and it didn't pull. The pain was horrendous.
Oh, really?
She tried to yank, and it was like, oh, and it didn't. She did something wrong. And then you could see the look on her face. I mean, the scream that I let out. The patient got up, and they started leaving in the cars, and you could hear them driving up in the parking lot. That's how bad it was. That's the sound that they probably heard. I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you. You could hear them honking their horns getting out of that parking lot right away. What the fuck is going on in there? I just came in for a checkup. Horrific pain. Horrific pain. Screamed like I'd never screamed before. I didn't think I had that sound in me. And I look at her, and her face was horrified. I mean, she just looked like she broke a vase, a priceless vase in an art studio. And she's going to really, and she wanted to run. That's what she looked like. I go, oh, my God. And she looked at me, she goes, and she even said it, I'm going to go get the doctor. I go, don't leave me, bitch. I mean, the pain was just there. And the doctor comes in, and he goes, what happened? And I said, she yanked this thing, and it didn't come out. And she yanked it, and she goes, yeah, I heard you. I go, doc, get it out. He goes, just a minute. And then he's trying to explain to her how to do it. I go, if she didn't know how to do it, why are you letting her practice on me? You know what I mean? So he got it out, and it was like, oh, my God, the pain. That's the catheter. I don't know why I told you about the catheter, because this son of a bitch they had a surgery, and then all of a sudden it went bad, and now I'm talking about Perry, and now he had illicemia, whatever. So I'm thinking it's not comfortable. It's not comfortable because now that's for life. And I can see him in that hot tub. Here's the people. Here's the sounds you heard in the waiting room when I scream, people running to their car. Here they go. Everybody has to be at that office. that was it. I'm not kidding you. And then the nurse had the nerve to say, can you please be quiet? You're upsetting the rest of the patient. Are you freaking kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? And then they hear this, you know, they get to the door, and you're hearing, what's going on? The patients are heading to the door. That's what, and they go, we're out of here. Bye, doc. Bye. And they are taking off. That's how it sounded. There goes the patients. That's exactly how it sounded. So I don't know if it was suicide, bottom line. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's a hard thing to live with. I don't know. But he went through so much, man. I mean, so much. And you know, I don't know. Pat, you're a woman, right? I mean, you're not doing those transgending and trans and whatever. You're a woman. I think you're with me. So when you have a bag like that and you alter your body, I don't know if a woman could get romantic with you. You know what I mean? What is it? Like you turn on Teddy Pendergrass, you know what I mean? The TKO and everything. Go, yeah, baby. And all of a sudden you take off your shirt and then you got, and she sees a bag of shit right by your chest. I think that would stop the mood. Would that stop the mood? I'm going to tell you something. Right here, I'm just like, I'm gonna wound Pat. It's like, hey Pat, I turn on and get some wine. Would you like some wine? And then because Pat's a tarot card reader, I go, I have a black cat right here. I named him Spooky. Yeah, baby. And then I turn on a little Teddy. Yeah, Pat. Look at me. And Pat gets all turned on and shit. And then you take off your shirt and you got a pouch full of shit on you. That's it. That's kind of rough. You would have to really explain that kind of stuff. You know, it could break the mood really quickly. There you go. So I don't know if it's suicide.
Yeah, this is me right now.
What's that, Pat? I didn't hear
you. Yeah, this is me right now. That's a big turnoff.
Yeah, it would be.
On my belly.
You'll be doing this. Let me check something in my car. Okay. I'm going to talk to you later. Bye. There goes Pat. I'll call you. Hey.
Never.
Call you never. Patty. Oh, man. So, yeah, he had to live with that. Here's a story right here. Here's the story. So, what do you do if you're given the wrong medication? My suggestion is sell it. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Here's the right answer. If you were given the wrong medication, it is important to take. I mean, see, how would you know? See, they're telling you what to do, but Pat, would you know if you go to a pharmacy and they give you the wrong medication? How would you know? That's what I want to know.
Well, they
every
new medication, they send you the paperwork with it.
Right. Oh.
To say what it is and how it can affect you.
Yeah, but they're talking about putting the wrong pills in the bottle, meaning that you can get the instructions, but it's the wrong pills
in
that bottle.
Well, that would be a really big fuck up. That would be really bad.
Exactly, because here's what happened to this woman. She says this. She goes, she's showing the medication. She says, I feel like a cinder block is on my chest. This is what a woman says. A pharmacy gave her the wrong dose of prescription. This is what's going on. This is why the strike. This is why the walkout. They're understaffed. They're not getting paid enough. The employees are doing it. And they're making mistakes. Anyone who takes medication for... Yeah, it says anyone who takes medication for mental health knows that missing a dose can have concerning consequences. Yeah, I have missed a dose. Yes, I'm hearing voices in my head, and I'm talking to trees, but I'm okay. I'll just wait till your strike is over. Wait till your strike is over. A woman now, she went
what
viral.
What do people do if they have all their prescriptions with that store?
There's nothing you can. I mean, you can move it to another store. I'm sure you can move it to another pharmacy, but this is happening in pharmacies, not just one store, not just one pharmacy. This is happening nationwide that some people are getting the wrong medication.
That's serious.
Yes, and this is why they're doing the walkout, and this is why this strike is on here. They're telling you that. Because we go back to They're requiring a daunting amount of work for the company's workers. These are the workers. How the strike affects CVS, WBA, whatever. How they're talking about their stock. Here it is right here. You'd have to hear it from my voice. Let's go right to the newscast. This is according to NBC News, everybody. Because you think I'm kidding? I am not kidding at all. Here it is. Listen to this. And hold on 1 second. I hope they have. Okay, hold on.
Expected to continue until tomorrow.
Here we go.
Points that accurately check prescriptions. And now that's almost an afterthought.
More than just doling out medications, protest organizers say workers are being asked to administer a growing number of vaccines, deal with insurance companies, and spend a lot of time fielding phone calls. Pharmacist Shane Jaraminski worked at large pharmacy chains before moving to an independent drugstore.
If you ask every pharmacist in America if they would rather a $5 an hour raise for themselves or they would rather an extra technician working in their store, they would all opt almost unanimously to have another technician.
Some customers taking their business to smaller independent pharmacies.
What did you experience at the large pharmacies that sort of pushed you over the edge and made you say, no more?
Wait time, attitude of the staff, the whole playing with the prescription.
Now, this guy sounds like a killer. This guy really needs his medication. See, this is, I mean, just listen to this dude. This guy needs his medication. Get this man some medication. Check this out.
Nicini owns the independent Sanatoga
pharmacies that sort of pushed you over the edge and made you say, no more.
Wait time, attitude of the staff, the whole playing with the prescription.
Nicini owns the independent Sanatoga pharmacy in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. He says they're getting daily calls from large chain customers asking to transfer prescriptions to them.
Speak to the pharmacy.
What do they tell you about the reason that they made that switch?
The obvious reasons, just customer service, like, I guess, frustration of the employees there, the long waits.
In many cities, options are becoming more limited. Large retailers have announced they're closing hundreds of locations. And in rural areas, the number of retail pharmacies has decreased from 2003 to 2021 by more than 14%.
Wow.
Researchers at the Center for Rural Health Policy Analysis say one reason is large chain store pharmacies often drive smaller independent drugstores out of business. And when the box stores shut down...
Now the community no pharmacy at all because of that. Phenomenon.
All contributing to growing pharmacy deserts, usually defined as areas where people live a mile or more from a pharmacy. CVS issued a statement saying, in part, we're focused on developing a sustainable, scalable action plan to support both our pharmacists and our customers. Rite Aid statement saying, in part, we remain committed to providing safe, productive, and supportive work environments to all our associates, including our dedicated pharmacists.
Wow.
A Walgreens spokesperson saying they recognize the hard work of staff and they're taking steps to, quote, ensure that our teams can concentrate on providing optimal patient care. For now, both pharmacy workers and patients
call a customer and complain, and what do they do? Nothing.
Continue to express frustration.
Wow. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, you got pharmacies closing. Excuse me. I have a call. You got pharmacies closing. You got pharmacy people are walking out. They're getting the wrong prescription. Like this woman. The woman says that when
that's
she picked
really
up her she was picking up her antidepressant. Now, you know you need your antidepressant. We don't need you walking around the neighborhood, you know, depressed and going in to get an AK-47 to shoot some gophers. We don't need that. This woman needs her medication, you know, the antidepressant. She was given a wrong dose. She only noticed it when she started experiencing side effects. Like, what kind of side effects? It doesn't say. I'm not going to joke with it. She said this in TikTok on Sunday. This is another guy. His name is Sam. He said on TikTok, it says he ordered the correct dose of her medication online, but her pharmacy gave her a lower dose of her prescribed antidepressant, causing her to fall into a depressive episode. He says his wife takes selective serotonin, Rubitake inhibitors. SSRIs for depression. She says that she, after 4 days of taking her medication at a decreased dose, unknown to her, she could kind of feel something going wrong. She then entered a full depressive episode and ended up telling her fiancé that she needed help. She said, I felt like there was a cinder block on my chest. When she went to take the next dose for her medication, she noticed that she was taking 25 milligram pills. Her normal dosage is 50 milligram. So she's taking half her shit. And talk to Pat. If you, if you take half Pat, if you take half Pat's shit, she's coming after you. Who took half my shit? she'll notice it. Wow.
Oh, you're silly.
I am. I'm five. That's it. So people are getting, oh, here she is right here on TikTokie. She's on a TikTokie.
I just got back. I will be speaking slower than usual because I did take a full lorazepam before filming this. But basically, I refill my SSRIs online and then I go pick them up at the pharmacy. I've been doing it for years. I do this at some point last week, right?
Oh my
God. Then me and Joe are going to a party.
Sweet kills. What the fuck? She's a little hyper, and you can tell
what?
She gets the wrong dose. That woman's a little hyper, don't you think? Wow.
A little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Let's see if we can slow her down a little bit. Here we go.
To hell and back. I just got back. I don't know if you can. I will be speaking slower than usual because I did take a full lorazepam before filming this. But basically, here, I refill my SSRIs
That's
online and then I go pick them up at the pharmacy. I've been doing it for years. I do this at some point last week, right? So then me and Joe are going to a party. I can kind of feel something going wrong. Basically.
Jesus Christ. And that's talking slower than usual? Wow. See what happens?
That's
she
what
needs
I
her med-
questioned.
Yeah, me too, right? Can you imagine her talking normal? Some commentators on Donald's video said that their pharmacies had also given them the wrong dose or versions of their medication without warning. And that's another thing. They give you versions of it. I guess that's your generic brand. I guess that's what your insurance will give you, the generic brand. This woman says, my... started giving me bad headaches, her medication, referring to the antidepressant. Turns out the pharmacy switched manufacturers, some drug, but made by different. So they switch a different pharmacy without, or switch a different manufacturer without letting the person know. I was given 100, I can't pronounce this, Lamictal. Okay, it's antidepressant. On a bottle label for 30. Another person shared, Lamictal is a mood stabilizer and an anti-seizure medicine. Can you imagine that, an anti-seizure medicine? She was giving, wow. I mean, great for me and my 3-month supply, but CVS needs more staff. Not surprised they didn't tell you. They did this to my 11-year-old, and he was having withdrawal symptoms. And that's what it is. And that's her mood stabilizer, anti-seizure medication. Luckily, they gave her more than she should have. But and she says, I have worked in the pharmacy for 10 years. It's scary how much we as people just skip over reading labels. This is a woman who's a pharmacist. I have worked in a pharmacist for 10 years. It is scary how much we as people skip over reading the labels. Please read your med labels and ask questions. Make sure to report it as a MAT error through ISMP, whatever that is. Oh, Institute for Safe Medicine Practices. Maybe we should call them. The Institute works to ensure patient safety and safe medication process. And, you know, let me see if they have a, you know what, I want to talk to the Institute of Safe Medicine Practices to see if they have a number. I want to know how often this happens, if there's an alarm, or should we be alarmed of what's going on with the shortage of staff. This will, nope, that's not the thing. I think that would be a good call, don't you think, Pat? That's a good health call. to find out how often does this happen? Is there a shortage of staff? What they plan on doing about it? Home Institute for Safe Medicine Practices.
You think they're going to tell you?
Yeah, I'm the press. I am the press. They will.
Okay.
Well, you know what they
good
you know what they do sometimes?
That.
Yeah, you know what they do sometimes? They said, "Well, he goes, you're the press," and I go, "Yeah." Well, you have to talk to our media outlet. Sometimes they'll say that, just to not talk to me. I'm seeing if there's a phone number here. Oh, contact. Let me see. No. If it's one of these contacts online, don't call this kind of thing. Oh, here's a number. Oh, I got one. I wonder, for safety's sake, I am wondering, I'm going to make a live call. For safety concern, I am wondering, how often does this happen? And should the public be concerned about that, about putting the wrong dose in your medication and because of the shortage of staff?
Well, what I don't understand, Brian, is the pills look different at different doses. Why don't people recognize that they're using the wrong pill?
Do they look different? I mean, does the pills look
different?
Yeah, they're
always
different
colors.
Are they really?
Different sizes or different colors.
Of the same medication? Of the same medication?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they really are.
So you're saying, let's say I got, are you talking about milligrams or are you just talking about the quantity? Are you talking about the quantity of the medication?
No, the milligrams of the medication change outward appearance of the drug.
Oh. Okay, so if you're used to, let's say, 25 milligrams, right, and then they boost it up to, what is it, maybe
it
75 or 100?
It would be a different looking pill. It would be a different looking pill.
Wow. Let me make this call. Okay, you ready? I'm going to call you. Want me to mute you? Let me see if I can make this call. Okay. Pat?
Yeah.
I'm going to make this. No, I'm going to make this live on the air. Do you want me to mute you?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm muting you. I'm going to make this call. This is to calling. We used to do this, let me see.
All right, Stephen Romo joins us right now. Stephen, I know that you also mentioned pharmacy deserts are something people are concerned about. How does that affect patients?
Yeah, they really do affect patients. With these pharmacy closures, the University of Southern California actually says that Black and Latino communities are disproportionately affected by these pharmacy deserts, making it much more difficult for them to get their prescription medications. And we mentioned when these pharmacies, these standalone pharmacies, close down in different communities, they're not only losing the pharmacy. There's also medical questions that the pharmacists sometimes answer about over-the-counter medications, and they also sell things like groceries. So it can cause a big problem for the communities where these shutdowns happen.
All right, NBC News correspondent Stephen Romo for us there. Stephen,
I'm going to be news guy. I'll play news guy. I got to remember who I'm calling because I got to play news guy. They'll answer the phone. They'll tell me who I'm calling. All right, maybe they'll tell me because I checked out of it. They call it Farmageddon. They coined a phrase. It's called Farmageddon. And they'll answer the phone who they are. And there's no guarantee that I'm going to talk to anyone. They don't know I'm calling. This is live. I'm not scripted. So here we go. We're going to make a call.
Thank you for calling the Institute for Safe Medication Practices. Please hold while we transfer your call to an attendant.
Yay! They're going to transfer my call. Ooh, music. You know what happens when I hear music. this background for the show. Hello. Are you an average listener to Brian Hammerjack's show? Well, if you listen to the music, you could trust us. Please listen to our show. We're on money. Hello?
Hi, this is Sharon. Can I help you?
Yes,
hello?
Sharon,
can
hi.
I help you?
Yes. Can you hear me? Is it Sharon? Is it Sharon?
Yes, it is.
Hi,
yes.
Sharon. I hope you... Hi, Sharon. My name is Brian. Sharon, I'm with a radio station called Hammer 96.7. The reason I'm calling you is this Farmageddon. I have a lot of listeners are worried about the Farmageddon. And I just read a story about that the pharmacists are overworked. They need more staff. Pharmacists are making a mistake and they're putting the wrong doses in medication. Are we getting a lot of that, Sharon?
You'd have to speak with our individual who handles public relations.
Okay.
Would you like me to have them return your call?
No, I can't. I can't get it returned because I'm on the air. But is there anybody else who I could talk to, or just make a quick statement that people don't have to worry about going to pharmacies because they're, you know, this is just an oddity.
Not
that,
right.
I'm sorry.
We all work remotely, and I would need to set up a time for you to speak with someone here.
Okay. But what is it exactly do you do, Sharon? Are you like an overseer of all pharmacies or just complaints, or what is it this company does?
We're a nonprofit organization focused
mm-hmm.
on safe medication practices.
Okay. Okay. So you're kind of like okay. So you're independent. You're not related to the pharmaceutical companies at all. You're like a. Are you like a
That's
watchdog
correct.
Group? So you're a watchdog
we are
group.
Not...
Sharon.
If we're on the air, I really shouldn't be speaking with you. Okay. We're a nonprofit organization. Anyone can check us out at our website ismp.org.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you for your time. Good luck.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it. There you have it. At least she told me a little bit. How's that, Pat? How is that interview, huh?
Pretty
trying
much.
To get to the... Huh? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Surprising
what's going on with my hearing? Huh? Say that again.
You muted me.
I murdered you?
Me.
Yeah, I muted
no,
you.
No, muted.
Huh?
Your ears aren't working, honey.
I know. Did you hear Sharon? Did you hear the call?
Yeah.
How was the call? How did I
yeah,
do?
Pretty good. I'm not surprised she wouldn't talk
well,
because...
Well, no, but she did say a lot without saying something. Because here's what I heard. They're not related to the pharmaceutical companies at all. Okay, so it's not like a customer service from a pharmaceutical company. They're a watchdog group. Yeah, and when you have a watchdog group, you're basically, it's kind of biased, and it's not really perfect. Like she said, she should not be talking to me off camera. But if you're warning the community and this is happening, you should be able to talk to me. I know she wanted to switch me to her media person. I didn't want to do that. But, so I'm thinking with this, you know, it says in the article this big company, ISP, whatever. I mean, it sounded really, really professional. Like, my God, there are medical people. But then you call her the Institute for Safe Medicine Practices. Now, come on, man, ISMP. It says here in the article, make sure to report it as a med error through ISMP. That sounds like you're connected to the pharmacy, doesn't it? The Institute for Safe Medicine Practices. Now, if you heard the show, you would know that they're not reliable because they're basically a watchdog group. That's what I'm getting from them.
Yeah.
So this person at the end of the whole column, it says her name is Dahl. She kept her sense of humor about the situation. She says, should I sue the pharmacy, she joked, for emotional damages to my fiance. Well, that is not really funny. That is happening. And if you know somebody who's on medication, getting medication, or you're going to pick up medication, I would talk to the person. I would talk to the person at, where you go, Walgreens, CVS, or wherever you get your Medicaid, Rite Aid, and say, look, I read an article here. Can we check the dose? I mean, double check. Right, Pat? I mean, you got to do it. I know.
Yeah.
I know it's uncomfortable. I know it's uncomfortable. I know you don't want to be a pain in the ass, but if anything you learned from this phone call or for this thing that we did, if you're picking up medication, you can just say, look, you know, I don't want to be an asshole, or whatever word you want to use, but I am concerned about this article about, you know, they call it Farmageddon. Some people are getting wrong doses or some people are getting wrong medication. Can we just go over this again? And that's it. They work for you. They're going to be happy. They're going to probably respect you and say, oh, okay, I understand, because human error is human error. But if you're getting the wrong medication, like antidepressants or this woman with seizures, my God, right? Here's another case in Kansas City. If you think I'm kidding, these cases are unbelievable. Here's another pharmacy case in Kansas City. It's nationwide. So this woman goes in to get her meds, and they swapped her meds for an aspirin. They gave her an aspirin and Tylenol. Yeah, that's what they did. The federal government stepped in. This happened in October 19, 2023. So when is that?
What medication did they switch out?
Let me see. Okay, I'll read the story right here. Hey, this one says Kansas City Star. It's in the Kansas City Star, but this is a Pennsylvania. Well, let me see if I can hear it. Let me see. Let me see if this goes. I'm not hearing anything.
Pharmacy distribution worker swapped prescription drug with aspirin and Tylenol, feds say. A former pharmacy distribution employee in Pennsylvania has been indicted in federal court after authorities said he swapped prescription drugs with over-the-counter medication. While working for McKesson Corporation's New Castle Distribution Center, the man removed oxycodone hydrochloride tablets from Mallinckrodt brand bottles and replaced the drugs with aspirin, Tylenol, or a cough and cold medication, according to an October 18th news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Pennsylvania. The tampered bottles were then put back into McKesson's inventory and taken to pharmacies, including one in Ohio, authorities said. The 41-year-old man does not have a defense attorney listed in public court records as of October 19th. McClatchy News reached out to McKesson and was awaiting a response. Authorities do not know when the man began tampering with medication, but it ended January 26, 2022, according to the release. Oxycodone hydrochloride is a potent painkiller, authorities said. The man is charged with tampering with consumer products, court records show. He faces up to 10 years in prison and a possible $250,000 fine. Newcastle is about 50 miles northwest of Pittsburgh. What to know about the U.S. opioid crisis? Overdose. Just a quick word from our sponsor.
Welcome to Where the Five...
I didn't think that was going on either. That doesn't surprise me that they're swapping out these Oxycontins, probably selling them on the street and giving you Tylenol.
That's ridiculous. Why are people recognizing the pills are different?
I don't know. There's a recall. A weaker heart medication got put in bottles for stronger drugs and vice versa. This is stuff that's going on as currently. Let me see. I know the FAA is who the FAA is, but here's another story. I don't know if this is the same story. Recalls. It's a recall. So some people are... why are these two lots of Dexlin being recalled? They prescribed some medication to me once and it was recalled. So I don't know. Here we go. Here's what happens if you get your drugs who have been recalled.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration regulates the safety of many products, including drugs. Sometimes a problem with a drug is discovered that could be potentially harmful to those who take it. That's when a recall happens.
Sometimes a company will voluntarily issue a recall to remove the product from the market, and the FDA will oversee how that recall goes. At other times, the FDA requests that the company recall the defective or a harmful drug. The FDA can issue a public notification about a recall, even if the company doesn't, if it thinks it's necessary to protect.
I don't know what happened there. Anyway, these are in Canada. These are the drugs that are recalled. I'm not the right person to do this. Wait a minute. One of my medications on a recall. Wait a minute. Hold on here. Let me see. AM. Oh. That's been recalled.
You got a recall?
Yeah, one of my things
is
on here. Yes, it's for blood pressure. It's been recalled. I'm seeing it right here. These are drugs that have been recalled.
Why?
Treatment for high blood pressure. They're just telling you what they are. Here's another one. I'm going to spell it slowly. This is to treat infections such as acute bronchitis, urinary tract infections, diarrhea. It's called ciprofloxacin, C-I-P-R-O, F as in Frank, L-O-X-A-C-I-N. That's been recalled. There's another medication. Yeah, there's another medication called norfloxacin. Anthem Nancy, O-R-F-L-O-X-A-C-I-N. This is used to treat the same thing as above. Here's another one called Lamotrigine, L-A-M-O-T-R-I-G-I-N-E. This is used to treat epilepsy. That's being recalled. Wow.
Holy moly.
I know, right? So these are, and this is recalled in Canada. A diabetes medicine is recalled. Wow.
Which one?
These are the five drugs. Recalled issued five prescription drugs sold in Canada. What I just named, those are the drugs that are sold in Canada are being recalled. The ones that I just named.
You're pretty good up here for letting you know.
Yeah. Well, you got one of my medications in Canada that they recalled. What the fuck is going on there? Okay. There you go. We have Pat here today. If any of you guys in the studio want a tarot card reading, you have to ask her nicely. Maybe she'll give one if she's in the mood. Because I have no idea who's here. It's really weird. I have 111. It's been on for 29 minutes, and another 111 been on for 29 minutes. I got another 111 been on for 30 minutes. Got you 111s. Hit the number one if you want to talk to me. So that's what's going on there. How much time do I have? My girlfriend said you should shorten your show. She goes, you should get off the air. Just stop it. You have nothing to say. Stop it. So that means I'm going to... She's so mean to me, Pat. Stop it. What you doing?
Yeah.
Quit talking so much. But I'm a host on a radio show. I hate your show. It's not that good. You don't need to talk that long. Okay. Wow. I get no love at home. That's why I cheat. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. I got the 1-inch violin out for you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all I need is forget the sex, just cuddle me and say that I'm worth it. That's all I want. like a little teddy bear. So, doctor, so I have an ace in a hole to finish up the thing. I'm not going to expand it anymore. So you know, sometimes at night I can't sleep. It's difficult for me to sleep. I can't sleep. So I'm on the computer. I'm saying I can't sleep. And it's not unusual that I'm on the computer at 3 in the morning or whatever. Sometimes if I'm lucky, I catch Pat before she goes to bed. I know Pat's schedule. 12 midnight, she's gone. It's like, Patty, I'm gone. There's a little sign. I'm out of here, Brian. It's 12 midnight. Go to sleep. Okay. All right.
I didn't sleep for 2 days the other day.
Oh, jeez. It's like, damn. I have nobody to talk to at 12 midnight. Go to sleep, mister. All right. So as I was having one of my not sleeping days or nights, so this soft voice comes on the radio equipment company. Her name is Dr. Wendy Walsh. She comes on the radio. Well, I listen to my George Ori. These are alien people talking about their experience with aliens. They landed in their backyard. They met them. They had dinner with them. They introduced them to their wives, and they sexually abuse them and take off in a spaceship. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. So they're calling with their ghost stories
spaceship,
and everything.
Eh?
You know? Yeah. 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 So that's how it goes. So Dr. Wendy Walsh comes on the air with her soft little voice. Hi, this is Dr. Wendy Walsh. I'm not really a counselor or a psychiatrist or anything, but I majored in psychology in school. Okay. All right. You know, never date a woman who majors in psychology in school. She's as fucked up as you are. They're there for the free treatment.
Well,
I asked
most
my friend
people
who,
take it because they need to find out things about themselves.
Right, right. You know, I don't need to do that. I went to a psychiatrist once, and he was just crazy. Oh, you're the crazy dude. I'm out of here. Brian, are you going to pay me $25 an hour? You're crazy. If you're crazy, why am I taking advice from you? I'm out of here, buddy. Crazy man, paying you $25 an hour. Shut up.
Is that all they make?
Sometimes $50 an hour. Sometimes
okay.
If you're in Beverly Hills, $100 an hour. Wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't be surprised in Beverly Hills you're making $125 an hour.
Yeah.
I could call them, but I won't do it. They'll sue my ass. I didn't give you permission, Brian, to put me on the air, and you're psychologically fucked up. But I'm going to sue your ass anyway. Okay. Okay. So Dr. Wendy Walsh is talking about, here's her bio. Here's her bio. Here she is. You be the judge. She's a pretty girl. Her name, she holds a PhD in clinical psychology, but she says she's not a psychologist. Psychology. Okay, but she's not a psychologist. I guess you have to go to school for that. At a state university, California State University, which is, okay, anybody could get in. Homeless people could get in on a scholarship at California State University. No, California State University, what the fuck is that? Okay, well, anyway. She does not hold a license to practice therapy. The content of the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show is not intended to diagnose or treat any mental disorder and should regard it as entertainment only. So they're already putting a disclaimer on this one. Entertainment only, like me. Don't take me seriously. I'm here for your entertainment only.
You know, if you
yeah.
if you change the label of your show, you could show in Canada again.
I will change the label because I miss my...
political.
Yeah, I will change the label to entertainment only, that Canada, because they banned me, but they banned the show, and so I can be seen in Canada again. I will do that tomorrow. I will do that tomorrow. But remember, I am only entertainment only. I'm only entertainment only. That's who I am.
Same with me.
So, yes. No, you're a professional. You do tarot cards. Things happen. But do you have to put a label? Seriously?
Yeah, you literally have to say entertainment only when you are making money, because if you say anything else, you can get charged.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There's too many frauds out there, and people that say, oh, I can do a spell for you if you pay me money and stuff like that, and people actually buy that story.
Really? So, well, I guess you could get sued too, right? There's some nut cases out there that can, you know, you have to be careful, because you were careful once. You saw some bad shit on my card, and you said, no, Brian, I'm not going to read it. Read it, Pat. No, I'm not going to read it. Read it. No, I'm going to get another card. Okay, get another deck, Pat. This really happened. Oh, this deck says the same thing. Even worse. Read it, Pat. No, I'm getting another deck. Come on. Come on. That's true, right, Pat?
I do that.
Yeah, but it has happened. It has happened. So I could imagine you saying a general reading, and somebody takes you literally and doesn't leave the house because you're going to have a bad day, or that you're going to meet a stranger that's going to change your life, and then they're going, and in their head they're going into the store, and a stranger smiles at them, and they think, oh, this must be the stranger that's going to change my life, and
well,
they end up in
the
trunk.
You have to be careful.
Yeah.
You have to be careful if you describe a person to somebody, because they're going to only look for that type of person.
Right. And I can understand that, you know, and because you can say that, you know, and then they'll be looking for it. And then you end up in a trunk with a ball gag in your mouth and your legs bound and you're in the forest. And then later they're going to get away and then they're going to sue you. Because you said a stranger were going to help him. I could see, I mean, in California, we sue on anything. I could see that happening. I could see that you have to be. But if you're careful, is it a good reading? I mean, if you're really careful and you take these steps and you edit shit, how could that be a reading at all? Shouldn't you just be honest and go boom? Just boom.
I am.
This is
honest,
what the cards say.
But there,
no. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it that way. No, I didn't mean it that way. Let me clear that up. What I mean by honest is that even if you see bad things in their cards, shouldn't we be let them know instead of cutting that out?
I do for the most part, Brian, but when you have me reading on air and it's not good, I'm not going to spill the beans to everybody.
Well, you're going to have to give me a private reading. Give me a good one. When I come back, we're going to listen to Dr. Wendy Walsh, and Pat's going to try to give me a reading. What you do is, because I think my look has changed. I got some things coming up. See if you can pick it up, okay? Would you mind doing that for me, Pat? And
I don't mind.
Okay, thank you, kiddo. And if you like it read, I'm helping Pat in her business. Pat, what is your website so people can go to get a private
spiritualniagara.ca.
Spiritualniagara.ca.
Correct.
And when they get
there,
okay, when they get there, just look for your name, Pat Oberlin. Patricia Oberlin or Pat Oberlin?
Yeah, member directory, Pat Oberlin.
Pat. There you go. And so I'm telling this story that I'm lonely, I'm out here, Pat's gone, everybody abandoned me, my girlfriend's asleep. No, I go outside, even the coyotes kind of just howl at me and just go down the street. They want nothing to do with me. So I'm hearing, it's true. So I'm hearing this lovely voice, Dr. Wendy. Now she calls herself a doctor. And she's a relationship expert. Her voice is so soothing, but she talks about it. In this particular episode, it says, how does your marriage score on the marriage scale? We have all you need to know. There are six stages of marriage evolution. Really? If you're in a rough stage of your marriage, talk to Dr. Wendy. So we're going to play a little thing about that. All right. But that's it. I mean, she's good. She's good. I actually listened to her show. Even we have a guy here, Mr. Solution, who even gave her his recommendation, right? Right, Pat? Remember he said he likes Dr. Wendy Walsh? Because I got 42 minutes to kill.
Yeah.
Pat, you don't watch TV.
I watch cartoons.
You watch, what cartoons do you watch? What kind of cartoons do you watch?
Oh, just about everything. I have an app that I can get into almost every cartoon ever made. So,
wow. Do you go classic?
When I'm high, I don't want to.
I don't want to
be serious, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes TV shows are a little too, you know. Yeah. I just want to enjoy my time.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Yeah,
and if you're high watching cartoons. Do you go to the classic of Tom and Jerry, Bugs Bunny, Heckle and Jekyll, Woody Woodpecker? You go classic?
No, I watch a lot of adult cartoons.
Okay, well, The Simpsons or American Dad, things like that?
No, actually, I don't watch those ones. I watch Rick and Morty, Final Space, different stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, there you
Inside
go.
Inside Job, that's a funny one. It's about
I never heard of those.
American
Dad?
The Mega.
Oh, okay.
Belief
systems.
Never heard
of. Oh, okay. Sounds good. When we come back, Pat's going to be nice enough to read me. First of all, how old is Wendy Walsh? She's 59 years old. She's 59. She was born in Nova Scotia, Canada. Nobody heard of Nova Scotia, Canada. I don't think there is a Nova. Is it Scotia or Scotia? Nova Scotia, Canada. Is there
Nova
one?
Scotia.
Is that a...
Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful
really?
Place.
Yeah, she's a Canadian.
Yeah, it's along the ocean.
Okay. Her family is from Prince Edward Island, but she grew up in various locations across Canada due to her father's service in the Royal Canadian Navy. Wendy relocated to Los Angeles after finishing Walsh relocated to Los Angeles after finishing his studies at Ryerson University in Toronto, Ontario.
Ryerson.
Is it Ryerson University in Toronto?
Yeah.
She is a dual citizen of Canada and the United States. Walsh graduated from California Graduate Institute with an MA and a PSYD in clinical psychology. She is married to Virgil McDonald. No, she's not. She got a divorce from him, so I don't know how old this is, but we're getting the idea. Wait a minute. She has two children, and she teaches development psychology and health counseling, psychology and psychology program at the California State University, Channel Islands. Okay, there is no such thing as California State University, Channel Islands. Let me tell you something. Probably is, but nobody heard of that. I'm in California. I used to go to the Channel Islands. You know what's on the Channel Islands? SEALs. There's no university or whatever. Unless she's in around Oxnard or somewhere. I'm going to yell bullshit. And lived here all my life.
Oh, really?
Channel Islands, I mean, you're, yeah. You can go Oxnard, Channel Islands, Ventura, Santa Barbara. You can go that area if you want to be technical. Blah, 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 blah. There she is right there. She looks like somebody kicked her in the face. She has a butter face. Everything good about her, butter face.
Butter face?
Butter face, yeah. Everything good, butter face. That's a butter face.
Oh, geez.
So if you hear a guy goes, you know, butter face, you go, butter face, yeah. Everything good on her, butter face. That's butter face. Guys can be cruel. Yeah, we could be 9 years old. Okay, so that's who she is. So when we come back, we're going to get some advice on her. She's trying to talk about men, marriage, and why you're an asshole to date bad women. She's an expert on it, her and her Channel Island area. That's it. So when we come back, Pat's going to be reading me. If you do want, we got about 10 minutes of tarot card reading. If you do want to get read, just hit. We have 6111s in the studio. If you want your tarot card read, just hit 1. We'll be back with Dr. Wendy Walsh and her her thoughts and her reading. If you'd like to call in the show, you should already have the number. Are you making ice, Pat?
No, I was just running the sink. I had to clean something.
319-527-6099. That's the number. But it doesn't sound good unless Pat's clean, because I like that background. Pat, can you do that background again when I say the number? Because I like that background. With the water going, it's like a waterfall. It's like Niagara Falls. 319-527-6099. There you go. Now it's official from Niagara Falls. We'll come back. So if you want reading, I think I already have one person with their hand up. I got to get some coffee because I've been talking for 2 hours straight. I haven't gone to the bathroom. Look at me holding my bladder. Hey, Pat, I want you to listen to this. Do you think this is sexy? You're kind of weird like me. I think this is sexy right here because I know you have the same taste I do of music maybe. Okay, listen to this a little bit. Tell me if you like this. I like this. Listen. I like this. It get going. Wait, give it a chance. Now let me give this song justice, okay? Because I'll read the lyrics, because it's a great lyrics. You want to hear the lyrics, Pat? Now,
yeah.
This song, to be fair, is if you saw was the 50 degrees of shade of gray or whatever. 50 degrees of shade is when somebody's just mocking you, but I think 50 degrees of gray is the sex one. But here's the lyrics, right? I know what you like. Get the champagne. Hands on your thighs, want to get your body high, get low. Oh, no. I know you want to fight, set a new pace. Want to do you right, get your back to the sky, go slow. Oh, no. Yes, oh, yes. Do you want me, babe? You want to be stressed? I'd rather have sex. You and I and my dirty mind, and we could stay high or no. Yes, oh, yes. Do you want me, babe? You want to be stressed? I'd rather have sex. You and I could die 1,000 times, or we could stay high or no. What do you think, Pat? You like the lyrics? Huh?
Very strange.
And then it says here, let me change your mind, give you new fame, make you feel shy, keep it 50 all night, let go. Oh, no. We can let it ride, play a new game, heavy over time, we can do it for life, go pro. Oh, no. Then it says, yes, oh, yes. Do you want me, babe? You want to be stressed? I'd rather have sex, you and I, in my dirty mind. Or we could stay high, or no. Yes or no. This is the song.
I wonder why the or no.
Well, it's yeah, I know. Or we could stay high, or no. Well, I say that sometimes. I'll say that to my girlfriend. Hey, do you want to go to the store or no? You know, I'll say it.
Oh,
I
yeah.
just got in a habit
okay.
of, I got in a habit of doing that, and just recently I have a habit. I know they do that when foreign language. No, yes, you know. I know Mexico, whatever they talk like that. I go, we can stay high for life.
They want to check if they said the right thing.
Right. Do you want? Okay,
but this song
and then
is weird.
It is weird, but listen. So reading it is weird, but listen to it. But no, it has to start over because I can't stop where it is. But listen to it a little bit. I think it's one of the most sexiest songs written. Can you imagine a dark room, candles, right? And she's kind of dressed in lace and like a dominatrix kind of thing. And maybe you have a hat and you're dressed like Prince. There you go. I don't know if you could hear that clearly. I had that in the studio for a while.
Wasn't it strange hearing it singing?
Right.
But
oh,
who
you.
Was singing that? Who was singing that?
What's his name is doing? It is really odd. Shit. Wait a minute. What's his name? Hold on. It gets to you. You get Boy Epic. It's Boy Epic. But it's one of those songs. So put in Boy Epic and you get Dirty Mind. It's one of those songs that will. It's kind of. Listen to it. Here you can probably hear it better with this. Let me see if I can get better sound. Listen to this. Let me see if you can get this. Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
What do you think, Pat? It's kind of eerie, right? Huh?
Yeah, it is. It is.
I like it. I it stays in your mind a little bit, you know? What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of like it. All right, Kit.
It wasn't bad.
No.
Wasn't bad at all.
The video was pretty cool, too. It's more of a dominatrix. It's like a 50 Shades of Grey kind of video. It's really done well. It's done well. All right. Are you ready to read me?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right.
Give me a second. I'll give you a second.
In fact, I'll give you more of a second. You heard my voice, so when I come back to you, you can give me a reading. I'm just going to get a cup of coffee. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Or do you need to hear my voice right now, currently, while you do it? Which one is best for you? Do you really need to hear me right now?
It helps.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and keep talking. You tell me when to stop talking, okay? By the way, I joined partnership with Ellen, and I will be going to Louisiana October 2024, next year. It's going to be a big event about authors, yeah. And
sounds like
going to be like... Yeah, it's going to be. It sounds like authors meet Comic-Con, new authors who will hopefully dress as their characters in their book to sell books. And after that, we're going to do after party, which is a haunted house in Louisiana, the major haunted house in Louisiana.
Nice.
That's the after party. So there you go. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Okay, I've got the reading now. You can go get your coffee.
Oh. Okay. I'll do it. I'm going to go get my coffee, and when I come back, I get my reading, and then we're going to listen to Wendy Walsh. And her is 20. I got 24 minutes, and we'll listen to a little bit of Wendy Walsh. Okay. I like this song. My little girl. I met her mom, and her mom was divorced, and she became my little girl at age 14. One time we were walking, and she goes, "Well, what do I call you? Do I call you Dad?" And I go, "No, you have a father. You know, I'm not going to be your dad." She goes, "Well, what do I call you?" And she was perplexed about that, and she was really serious. And I said, "You know, I love it when you call me Big Papa." She goes, "Big Papa?" I go, "Yeah." She goes, "I like that." And it stuck. She's 30-something years old now. And when she talks to me, she calls me Papa because she already has a father. So I'm not going to replace a father. I'm a Papa. And it came from, "I love it when you call me Big Papa." And I'll be right back after coffee.
Okay.
I will. Pat's reading coming up.
Check it out.
Hello,
I like this. Now for
to all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Mac and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz that see notes by the layers. True fucking player. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Super honeys getting money playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You
got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys a little seed. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can steam on the way to the telly. Gon' fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honey getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money, holes, and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, Gucci sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. And we could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got to come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Check it out. Now full shit for the ass.
Big Poppa. There you go. It still sticks today. My little girl calls me Big Poppa. All right. Patricia Oberlin. Ready when you are. Ready when you are, kiddo.
Okay. Is someone walking away from a situation?
How often should a person get red, Pat? Is it, can you get red every day, or do you have to
usually
wait a little? Okay, because my situation changes all the time. Yeah.
Well, okay. That's why we can read you more often.
Okay. So somebody's walking away from me? Is that what I got?
No, you're walking away from something. It's going to cause a bit of a problem, but it's going to bring you success.
Mm.
So you might have to walk away from a person or a situation.
Funny that you said it. I just did walk away from a person. I actually did about 2 days ago. I really did.
Well, it was destiny that you did that.
Yeah.
It was justified. This major change was justified. Have patience because, this person was trying to be your lover?
Yes. Wow, you're spot on. Yes. Yes, she has great
taste
in men.
And there was conflict with...
Great taste in men.
You, of course, are with somebody, so that couldn't fly. And there was worries about money. And this person likes you too much. That's why you had to walk away.
My damn charm. It's a curse, Pat. It's just a curse. I know what you mean.
Is this right?
Lovable. No, you're spot on. I'm not kidding you. I swear, you are spot on. Don't stop because you're doing it great. No, I swear, you're doing great. You pulled that out.
No, that's the reading, though, Brian.
That's it?
You evidently, yeah, dear, it's, you always think it's going to be longer.
Well, that's what she said.
I'm just doing a quick one. I'm just doing quickies.
I know.
You know,
quickies. But she does, if you go to her website, she'll give you a long, lengthy, great reading. Am I right, Pat? It's longer. And it's more personal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the readings go anywhere from half an hour to an hour.
There you go. And please give your website one more time, Pat, because you're spot on.
SpiritualNiagara.ca.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Go into the members directory.
You were spot on. You were really spot on. You know what time it is, Pat?
Really?
It is time. No, I swear to God. No, I'm not even joking with you. I'm not saying, you pulled out the lever thing. I said, whoa. And walking away recently was like a couple days ago.
Really?
Swear to God. Really? Yeah, maybe 3 days ago. Yeah. Don't be surprised. You're good. Really? No, don't be surprised. You're good. Well.
Well, I'm always a bit surprised because, you know.
No, you're good. Hey, can I read? You want me to read you your erotic one? Wait, let me read you. Let me read you. We have a little bit of time. Let me see.
Go for it,
because you don't get. Okay, I'm gonna shuffle your cards. Okay, I'm gonna shuffle your cards. All right, your cards are shuffled, and I am going to read you. I am purely entertainment purpose, and only Pat, if you just heard her, is the pro. I am entertainment only. Here you go. And let me pull the card. The first card I got from you today, Pat, is a Hierophant. The Hierophant.
Okay.
And would you
that
please
really
explain
means it? Learns from the past.
Mm.
It's,
well, it says
it,
here.
It usually indicates there has been past events that you need to pay attention to.
Oh, okay. Well, it says here that this is how you feel about yourself. I mean, you feel the need for advice or wise counsel or perhaps spiritual consolation. Someone or perhaps immediate events will provide moral and practical guidance. Perhaps you are considering becoming such a tutor, counselor, or a spiritual advisor. And you are. It hit you. Now that you are a tutor. You are a spiritual advisor. It hit you right on.
Yeah.
You desire the tried and tested traditional values, so when considering your options, your approach will prove wiser than adopting an unconventional, novel approach. For example, marriage is more likely to be in your desire than a living together situation. Now, I disagree with that. You love living together. I don't know about marriage. What do you think, Pat? Marriage?
Yeah, I don't think marriage is for me anymore.
Yeah.
It changes a person's view.
It does. It does.
It really changes how the other person views you.
Some people are made for marriage. I am not. I'll be honest. I am on my reference. I am a great lover, but I'm the worst boyfriend. I'm okay boyfriend, but I would be the worst husband. I'm an amazing lover, okay boyfriend.
Well, she's still there after all these years.
Yeah, because I'm a great lover. Did you hear the first one? Hard to find one of those. And now we interrupt this for wise words from Sylvester Stallone. Listen to this. So this is Sylvester Stallone.
We're going to be the champion, but we can't go the distance. We can put up a great fight. Not all of us are ever going to be the champion. But we can't go the distance. We can put up a great fight. Nothing's braver than knowing you're going to lose. You're going to take a beating. You're done. But if you stood up to this class bully, you did something that no one else had the guts to do. You want to leave some footprints, you know, on the canvas of life. And they don't have to be big ones. Everyone doesn't have to be a world champion. It's just the fact that you gave it your best, because that's the Rocky philosophy. He never expected to be a champion. He just wanted to go the distance. and have a little dignity. And that's pretty much the ongoing theme. They come into you through millions of years of instinctual development, culturally, physically, and actual genetic development. They know how to push the maternal button. I don't give it how tough you are. We all need it. To be a great man, you need to be nurtured in the proper way. Reinforced, pushed, validated, loved, and also reprimanded when you're not doing what you should do. God is a very, very strong element, a cohesive element. But there's always a but. You ever try praying to yourself? Put yourself in abeyance, not in the mirror, but go, okay, this is what I want. You can call it positive reinforcement. There's so many different.
Can you imagine somebody says, you know what, you need to get psychological help, and your counselor is rocky? You knock on the door and say, you know, hey, can you imagine? And you open the door and say, yo, will you hear? You know, it's like, I don't know if this is going to work. Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean you get knocked down? You got to get back up. Yeah, but I just came in here for some kind of counseling. Well, what do you need to do? You need to go the distance. You need to, get in the ring right now with me right now. Let me punch you in the face. I'm gone. Can you imagine? So that's the, this is the guy who's full of himself. I like Sly Stallone. I know he has a reality show with his girls. I just think he's a little bit, I don't know.
Determine up for that, but actually look at you. Request something. If when you're in fear of something, I pray to you. Not to be afraid. I pray.
All right, I'm a fear of heights. All right, let's get down. Yo, pray to Jesus. All right, now what? I'm going to push you out of this balloon. Okay, that's not going to help. I am leaving you. I don't know. I just don't think Sylvester Stallone has words of wisdom. I'm sorry. People are saying, well, what's the haunted hotel in Louisiana you're going to be in? It's called the Marie Laveau. It's where legends like voodoo princess Marie Laveau and the Axemen of New Orleans, the swamplands, tell stories of old plantation murders and miseries. Yeah. And there's another place. So if you ever want to go to Louisiana and visit these places, they have the St. Louis Cemetery. There's number one. This cemetery is like a city for the dead. And it attracts thousands of visitors every year. It's old, but it's still active. In fact, a small price of $40,000, you can be buried here, too. Nicolas Cage is doing it. Many visitors come to make offers to the voodoo Queen Mary Laveau, who is buried in a cemetery. No thanks. No thanks. There's a lot of stuff we're gonna do. So that's where we're gonna hold. That's where we're gonna hold our party at the Hotel Laveau.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Wish I could come.
That's what she said. So anyway, if you're going to be around there, go there. You'll love it. As I promised you, okay, it's 7 minutes. I'm not going to extend the time. Okay, 311s are left in the studio. This is almost your last, absolutely last chance for you to raise your hand. Today is, people are yelling at me. Stanley called me yesterday and started yelling at me. I try to call at 7 and it says you have no show. How come I can't find you? Okay, Stanley, I'm sorry. So a lot of people are trying to find me. But let me just tell you, there's no show tomorrow.
Okay.
There's no show Friday. For sure there's no show Friday.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to set up the best of. So this is going to be the last show until Next week. Let me see next week. Let me get the calendar. Friday's no good. I will be on Monday the 6th. So this is not going to be a. There's not going to be any show until the 6th. Yeah, Tuesday the 6th. Then there's no show on Tuesday the 7th. No show on Tuesday the 7th. And there's no show on Thursday. Yeah. Then there's going to be a series. Something's going to change. And I cannot tell you when. I would like to tell you when, but the schedule is going to change for about 2 months. 2 months it'll change. So that's not going to happen until probably 3 weeks from now. So that's about it. I'll keep you updated on when it's going to change, and they're going to be consistent for about 5 weeks to 2 months. And
okay.
I'll give you a time. I'll know more. I'll know more then. But as it states right now, no show tomorrow, no show Friday, Sunday we're off. Monday's a show, but so Monday the 6th is the first new show that's going to be on, Monday the 6th. And
okay.
There you go. So this is 6. And if you want to follow me, all you have to do is go to Blog Talk. Is it blogtalk.com/Brian Hammer Jackson? And just hit the follow. You know when I'm coming on the air. I think it's called Blog Talk. Is it Blog Talk? Yeah. I always get that confused.
Yeah, it is.
Blog Talk. Blog Talk Radio. I always forget the radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/Brian Hammer Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So it's blogtalkradio.com/Brian Hammer Jackson. There you go. That's how. And then you just hit the follow button, and you'll know when I'm on, or you know when it's my last show, so you won't be looking for me. I don't predict it'll be your last show for a while. But you're going to hear this. It's going to be like Pat. Here's how it's going to be. Hello, Pat. It's me, Brian. How are you? Everything's fine. Hello. Even the motorboat would be different.
It's going to be unusual not having you on.
Yeah, right? No, I will be on. Yeah, I'm going to miss. Well, Pat, you and I talk in Facebook anyway. I see you. Whenever you're there, you give me a little wavy, and I wave at you too. And so you can always, you and I will always talk, and there I would always, and I always send a little message to Laverne Bernie, you know. Oh, we got to read, we've got 3 minutes. I could read, okay, I'm going to read Laverne. I forgot to keep reading you. I can finish reading you. Here we go, really quickly. Your second card is the Chariot. What you want most right now? Pat, can you explain the Chariot?
That's success through effort.
Right. The card suggests that what you want most is success. Well, we all want that. You want to win. We all do. And you never give up the fight. You are successful, assertive in most things, or you haven't quite got the success you want. You will get it. This is a time of movement. Not a bowel movement, Pat, just other movement. Don't get confused. Movement and change. Expect a journey relating to work, or if you really want that car you've been dreaming about, go get it. How's that niece of yours? How's she doing, by the way? Is she doing okay?
She's fine. She's over here, but she's quiet.
I didn't know she was there. If she's there, I'll expand the time because I like to talk to her. I got 2 minutes. If she's there, I'll expand the time. Would she like to talk to me? Because I ask about her all the time.
Well, I don't know if she'd be into it. She's right now. She's a bit busy.
Ah. Too busy. Too busy for Brian.
What?
Huh. She's on. Wow. Okay.
Sorry. I'm only kidding. Busy at the moment.
Well, tell her I said hello, and I wish her the best.
I will.
Last one is the hangman. With patient, this passive time, this time of feeling in limbo and indecision will pass, and then you will know what decisions to make, what or who to let go of, and how to move on. Whatever self-sacrifice you have to make, you will feel better and a stronger person for it. And that's your reading for today. I want to thank the great Pat Oberlin.
Okay.
Patricia Oberlin Bakery, Land of Patty Cakes. Tip the waitress, and don't forget to get the gummies. I want to thank the 411s that are in the studio. Thank you for coming in. Thank you, Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Thank you for coming in, too, sir. And all you listeners out there, Pat, thank you. And I will talk to you, I guess, either on Facebook or the 6th when I come back on the show. That's 5 days. 5 days without me. What are you guys going to do with that? 5 days without me. I'll be talking to you, Pat. I'll be talking to Laverne Verney. See how she's doing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be talking to you and Laverne Verney. All right. Give that niece a big hug for me. Hold her tight. Squeeze her. Don't get sexually. And don't get abusive, you. You got a tight grip, Pat. You know you have a tight grip.
Me?
I can tell you do. Boy, you can break it off when you want to. Say you love me. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, dear.